Well, like everyone here, I think their dads were a huge influence in supporting, and you all remember, or many of you will remember, 50 years ago, the first man on the moon and the walk. And when I was quite little, but I remember later, it was very pivotal. I got to stay up late, which was unusual because I was young, and I got to watch this on a black and white TV and listen to the scratchy communications between Houston Mission Control and the astronauts. And then later, as I got approaching my college years, I did know I wanted to enter aviation. And I read about Neil Armstrong, and it was, he had done the path many of us had, that in the military was enough, because I was the youngest of six, and we didn't have a lot of resources to pursue the civilian route. So the military was a really great option for me. I was a little, and I think I said this earlier, a little bit of a wild child, so the structure that the academy brought me was perfect for my temperament, and it taught me to be a little bit more disciplined and focused on really where I wanted to go, and I did want to fly, and the military was just a perfect fit for me. But Neil Armstrong, I have to give him credit.
That's great. I remember watching that on black and white myself.
Mm-hmm. So we're dating ourselves.
Yes, I know. And then the sign-off, there wasn't any 24-hour TV at the time. So, but the most strongest quality that you see in yourself that helped you get through, you know, the challenges that you had as you were pursuing your career, what do you believe that helped you get through those moments, and the quality of perseverance, or, you know, just wanting to get there, or that sort of thing? So, Eileen?
You know, there's a certain amount of just perseverance, but I think it's also just, you know, believing in myself. And that's not a quality that I had actually when I came in the Air Force. And when I first came in and when I went to OTS, I wasn't even sure I was going to pass. You know, I remember I got there and this guy was talking about drill performance review, and we had to march people around, and I'm like, what? You know, we have to march people around, and it was terrifying to me. But you know, as we got in there and we started learning how to do it and everything, and you know, the Air Force really knows how to train people. That's one thing they do very well. And I learned that I could do those things, and it instilled a lot of confidence in me that I didn't know I had. And I think just having that confidence and knowing that even if I have a setback, that I can still overcome it. I think that was, you know, I think that's what carried me through a lot. So not everything was always easy or perfect in my career, but I just had that confidence that I was doing the right thing and that I could make things work out. So.
That's perfect. And from fifth grade? No, you were five, you said?
No, fifth grade.
Oh, fifth grade. Okay. So what quality did you find in yourself in fifth grade to get you all the way to the academy?
You know, the road is never always exactly as you imagine, and I joined Civil Air Patrol, and so I kind of got the start of being around airplanes, learning about the military a little bit, and then I applied to the academy, and I was confident that I was going to get in, and then I got a rejection letter from the academy that said, you're qualified, but we have too many applicants, and you should try again next year, and I didn't give a fly, but you now can't be commissioned, and this is as a senior at the Air Force Academy. It's everything I had ever wanted to do, and you know, managed to work through that, got an exception to policy, and so I think the thing that I tell people is that, you know, you may have these awesome goals, but sometimes you're just going to get hit in the face with, you know, some surprise of, that wasn't the way I had it planned, that wasn't the way that I originally saw it, but staying committed to my goals and working through those tough times, and they were tough, but trying to just stay committed and not let anything stop me.
Mm-hmm. And I'm positive you learned that through the Civil Air Patrol also. That was a big factor.
I think it's everything leading up to it. It's, you know, part of it, how my parents raised me and their support, but Civil Air Patrol you know, all those things along the way between training in Civil Air Patrol, training at the Air Force Academy, training at pilot training, all of those things kind of help build who you are, and none of it's easy. But if it's something that you want, you just have to keep working towards it.
Right, right. I know as a 38 instructor, I would tell my students, you've got to have at least 20% talent. We can work with 80% motivation, and we can get you through. So that motivation, that perseverance, that quality of wanting something so bad that you work through whatever challenge comes up is really important to get you to the next step. So, Beebe, what was?
Oh, a couple yours? Things. I would say, like, not to take yourself too seriously, like, and you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to stumble, and not be as successful as you would like, and not be perfect. And you got to be okay with that, because the aviation world is all about error, correction, and experience. And they say, what people with bad experience, they learn from it, but they learn from it from bad experience, or there's some saying. But it's just, you know, we get very driven, and this is a very male-dominated world, and it puts a little undue pressure. I would say it's okay to have your shortcomings, and you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and just press on and continue, and that's helped me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And being in a male-dominated profession, I'm sure the fact that you probably found yourself as the only female in a class, mm-hmm. or in a group, or, you know, in charge at times, you know, that really is something that you have to deal with, besides the pressure you put on yourself sometimes.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
That's the biggest thing. So, Lorraine?
Mine would be attitude, I think, and it goes with perseverance, but when you get knocked down and set back, it's how you deal with it. Are you going to say, now what? Or are you going to say, well, let's find a way around that problem? It's one of my favorite little motivational things says that attitude is the difference between an ordeal and an adventure. And if you keep looking at everything as, well, let's see how we can do it this time, or get around it, or make it happen another way, you can keep your attitude positive, you can keep going, not get knocked down and feel sorry for yourself.
Okay. So now that we know the quality you have, what was the, let's say one of the biggest, because I'm sure there were many challenges, one of the biggest challenges in your journey towards where you're trying to get that sticks out in your mind, and it was one of the hardest things that you had to overcome?
Why? I didn't have many.
No?
I'm one of those Susie Qs that had everything just not fall in my lap. I worked hard. And I tell everybody, you've got to wait for the opportunity to present yourself. And if you've got yourself ready for that, it'll work for you. If you make sure that you've taken every opportunity you can to better yourself, so that when you meet somebody in the porta potty line at Oshkosh and you're talking about jobs that are available, you say, I have those qualifications and I'm your guy. And that's what happens. And so I've been very fortunate. So I wish I could say I worked and toiled and had all these horrible setbacks, but I really didn't. I was very, very fortunate.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's a great story, you know. Hopefully you're at the right place at the right time, and you're saying and talking to the right people.
And you don't know you've got your qualifications ready, so that if you want to be a seaplane pilot, get the darn rating. And then go out and fly an airplane. And that way when somebody says, yeah, we're looking for pilots up in Alaska, go, me. and they'll say, well, okay, you're here. I need somebody, and we get along. And so I wish I could say that it's, you know, it's just been such a hard road. It's not.
I've worked really hard.
I've gotten the time. I've done the ratings. I've studied. Yeah. But I've also had the opportunity.
But you prepared yourself for the opportunities. So when the time came, it was like, here I am, you know.
Yeah, like the B-17. My husband and I did DC-3 type ratings, and after the ratings were over, they said, hey, we're looking for B-17 pilots. And I was trying to be the good little girl and say, you can do it, dear. So he went and did it, and they were looking for people, and they knew I had the rating, they knew I had the time, so they EAA asked me, gave me a shot. So it was very fortunate that I had I had everything ready in line when the opportunity presented itself.
Okay. Any challenge for you, Eileen, or was it like smooth sailing?
I definitely had some challenges. So probably my biggest one was when I was lieutenant colonel. I had a job where I had a colonel boss who was, he was sexist, you know, and he was making life very difficult for me. And I was reaching a point in my career where I was on a path to, you know, probably make colonel. You know, I knew I was doing the right things and everything, but this guy was making my life so miserable that I seriously considered, you know, just, you know, taking myself off the colonel path and getting out. I had, at that time, the airlines were hiring a lot. I had a friend who worked for United, and he was like, Eileen, if you would get a couple hundred more hours of multi-engine time, I can walk your resume in and make sure it gets in the right pile, you know. And it was very tempting to do that. But then I had an opportunity that just sort of, I was at lunch with some folks, and there was a general there, and he had a position that he needed to fill, and he said, Eileen, you should apply for that job. And I said, okay. I had no idea what I was getting into, and I applied for the job, and he took me and kind of got me, you know, back, kind of got me back to normal, you know, and everything worked out after that. So, and I really dodged a bullet, because if I had gotten hired by the airlines, I probably would have been one of the first people furloughed after 9/11. So, you know, so.